BadgerCast number 18.
Hello, thank you for calling Podcast Phone. For Barely Podcasting, press 1.
Hi, this is Barely from Barely Podcasting Podcast.
Congratulations, you have selected the Barely Podcasting Podcast. The Barely Podcasting Podcast is barely funny,
blah, blah, blah,
barely provocative,
blah, blah, blah,
and barely spontaneous.
So that's what I've been doing at work, trying to match my voice to the sound of the drills and the pressure things and all the gadgets and gadgets.
But don't take my word for it.
Hi, this is Dale.
And this is Julie.
From the BadgerCast. And you're... Wait a second.
Wait a second what?
You're not listening to the Barely Podcasting Podcast?
Yes, you are.
I'm living it. I'm not listening to
okay.
it.
Okay. Well, you're living the Barely Podcasting Podcast, but you're listening to...
BadgerCast.
So what is this doing on? We got to put the right intro on. Hold on.
You know, it kind of goes with the producer of this show tonight.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
And let's...
I don't like you two right now.
Hey, don't look at me. I'm not producing. I'm sitting here looking at my iPhone.
Straight from southeastern Wisconsin, bringing you your slice of Badgerland.
Now this
Welcome to BadgerCast.
This is what it should be.
Yes. And now your host, Julie and Dale.
Hey, a freak show.
Well, as you can tell, this is not going to be an ordinary BadgerCast.
Why not?
Because you're here.
Oh, who am I?
Well, why don't you introduce yourself?
I think they all know you by your laugh.
I have a laugh?
A giggle. Same thing.
Well, okay. Welcome, Barely, from the Barely Podcasting Podcast.
Thank you. Or I should also say welcome to you guys, since this will hit my feed as well. What episode am I on? I keep forgetting. I have to look at my own show notes. It's like, oh, yeah, I think this is 124.
Holy cow. But you haven't been... podcasting as frequently as usual. Or...
Yeah, I've been having issues. Not really technical issues anymore, but it's just been life issues. And that should be picking up here within the next month or so. I should be back onto a more regular schedule.
Yay.
I have 3 episodes already written, and I have a 4th that I had 2 more that I have to sit and wait on for other events.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome to our humble... BadgerCast house.
We have to say thank you.
Yes, and thank you for helping me put some film on a patio door.
Oh, not a problem. I have beer and podcast, I'll travel. So, just remember, don't have the beer too early.
Now I'm being blamed for that.
I didn't give you a beer early.
You offered me the first one.
No, I never offered. I said I had the beer. There was no offer there.
Well, that's close enough.
That's an offer. I have beer. Okay.
That means
semantics with men.
We're simple folk.
Yes.
Evidenced by the 2 t-shirts you 2 are wearing, which both reference another podcast.
And yeah, someone who wants us to stream right now.
Yeah,
sorry.
I wish I could, but I'm having enough problems just getting the podcast going.
Should I try it on my computer?
You could probably stream it on
you do know what I'm doing over here, don't you?
I have no idea what you're doing over there.
She's recording
all the background stuff.
Oh, okay. Well,
we'll have outtakes later.
We'll have outtakes later.
Yeah, you cursing up a storm and throwing stuff around.
I don't know if I caught that initial part, but yeah.
I tried to... censor myself a little bit.
He only used the F word, 10 times instead of 12?
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Uh-huh. Well, I know, as a tradition, I guess I don't have any show notes, but you may have some.
Well, no.
Show notes?
Show notes?
I had show notes from Motivated Women earlier today. See, this is my second podcast of the day.
Oh, awesome.
I'm a very motivated and productive person today. Oh, what did you pull out there?
There were 2 notes that we wrote earlier in the day before we started our work
and drinking
here.
I wasn't here, so you're going to have to enlighten me.
They were Call of Duty. And I want to hear and what Barely has to say about Call of Duty.
I have Call of Duty. For the Wii.
For the Wii?
For the Wii!
Can Mies play the Call of Duty over the
internet? Well, not Mies, but you can play Call of Duty online with other Wii people.
Even if he doesn't have Call of Duty?
No, you have to have this.
He would have to have Call of Duty, but that's the thing.
That's his problem. He doesn't have it. He's not getting it.
Well, he has a birthday coming up within the next 12 months.
Yes.
Don't even think about it.
It could be a collective podcasters. We all chip in like 20-some cents.
And just remember, those collective podcasters have wives.
Some of them could be the wives.
I'm thinking Crystal and I could really get some support the other way.
Yeah,
well, yeah, but Crystal's not here.
No.
No, but she listens. And
then Dale and I, well, okay, look at it this way. Mm-hmm. You, when you work and do your later shifts, the kids go down to bed. Mm-hmm. They go to sleep. Dale's here all alone.
Oh, you're really trying to get Rod in on this too, aren't you?
Well, he's got a PS3. So
yeah, no, Rod won't be able to play with Dale and myself. But so Dale would be sitting here all alone in this nice house.
Oh, I'm just crying crocodile tears.
And do you want him look surfing the web for unsavory sites? Or would you rather have him blowing the heads off of
the Nazis?
Of the Nazis and the Japanese back in World War II.
He does that anyway.
What, blow the heads off of Japanese?
No, you peek at unsavory sights when I'm not here.
Of course they do.
Uh-huh, you're like any other man.
Well, see, that's why I'm saying this gives him a different outlet.
Oh. Uh-huh.
A more violent outlet.
Are you finding the inner? Are you finding your inner you? What, or your Nazi inner me, I should say?
My inner me? It would be my inner me because it'd be a we.
Yeah. It would be a we. Yeah. That we would be shooting off. And then if you ticked me off, I would shoot you in the head.
Crystal, Crystal, I really need some help here. Amy, I need some help here.
Rod, manager John, please chime in.
We need to negate
those two. So us guys are still up 2-1.
Red Boy has a Wii.
Yeah, oh, yeah. We could get Red Boy in on it, too.
We need to move on.
We have two items of show notes. Why do we have to move on?
Because Call of Duty is now banned.
I'll lend you mine.
Okay. So anyway.
So see, there is a solution and a way that the kids don't see it. You don't have to experience it. I'll make sure he doesn't become Rod, which would be... That would don't just worry. Be really
Playing
scary.
Playing in the bathroom? Is that it?
Yeah. How does he just sit there in the bathroom doing all these things?
I don't know.
I think
it's a picture I don't like to think about.
I really don't want to think about it, but he brings it up every episode.
That's Rod.
Yeah, well,
probably
for
the
those
only
of you
he can be quiet in.
Well, for those of you who don't know what we're referring to, go listen to Life of Spa Guy's Wife at spaguyswife.net.
com.
Okay. At spaguyswife.com.
Or just Google Spa Guy's Wife. Life of Spa Guy's Wife.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I'm going to take this out of order, but I think we should listen to this voicemail before we talk about the next show topic.
Okay. You might want to turn the slider up.
That's right. Kenosha. Come on, bring back the Name the Stupid Cheesehead Town. I like that segment. I knew I was going to get it right at least once. At some point, you would run out of towns, and then you would have to do Kenosha.
No,
come on.
I wasn't saying no to not bringing it back. I would never run out of towns.
There's lots.
I will do unincorporated, incorporated. I have lots of towns.
Yeah, but eventually you would run out.
Kashina, Kissimmee. No, that's
there's
Florida.
No Kissimmee.
No, that's Florida.
All right, but there's
he's already retired.
Bonduelle.
Black Earth.
Well, now you can't use those.
I can use anything I want.
How about Milwaukee?
That's Milwaukee.
Not according to Alice Cooper in Wayne's World. It's Milwaukee, which means the good land. And if you could see, I did the whole Alice Cooper kind of...
You can't do that. Somebody will get mad at you for doing that.
No.
Because you called him out on it.
I called him out
on it.
No, what I said is I referenced the movie, and I said I did the whole Alice Cooper thing that he was doing in the movie. So I was explaining the gesture. I just wasn't saying, yay far, and doing and sticking my hands out a certain amount of distance away, going, yay far. You put one peep here, you put one peep there, and they're this far apart, and you turn the microwave on.
All right, Red Boy, help me now.
Now you know how he feels every time he has a guest on his show.
We're having too much fun against you.
Okay. The other show note.
Yes.
The other show note.
Was
it's a C, right?
A discussion. Yeah, C sharp. A discussion about Bong Recreational Area.
Yeah, you guys called me out on that on the last episode, even though I hadn't called in. But I've been to Bong.
You have.
I have. I almost.
With
I
a
had
bong?
A, I've been to Bong.
With a bong?
No, not with a bong. With a four wheeler.
With the four wheeler?
Yeah. Someone was nearly killed on that said four wheeler.
Why? What were you doing that you should have
done? I was waiting for my turn, and this guy took a long time, and all of a sudden he came back and he's bloody and everything. He had hit a bump and tossed, and then the thing nearly ran him over. And yeah, but I've been to Bong, and every time I drove by it, I always laughed.
I've never been there. I've driven by it many, many, many times. Never stopped.
But yeah, and you didn't even... Oh, okay, can I do the Cheesehead spotlight?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
it's part of our regular thing.
Yeah, it's part of your regular... Where's the intro for it? Come on. Hit a button.
I have no button.
Crunch the numbers.
I have no button and no number.
There's a lot of buttons. Hit the Q.
I'll hit the Q and it does absolutely nothing.
Except nope. Make a
noise. Yeah, it made a noise.
Yeah.
There's your intro for the Wisconsin factoid of the week. it again.
No. That's a different thing.
All right, that would be.
That's the random Wisconsin facts.
Okay, bring back the.
What kind of listener are you to our show?
I am your most frequent guest.
I said listener. I didn't say
and
that.
Also feedbacker.
Mm.
Manager John's catching up to me, yeah. But yet he has yet to do a voicemail and be on the show at the same time.
Well, guess what? I might have to call him and do that now. to prove you wrong.
Yeah, but he hasn't done it yet. So see, therefore, I'm like above
I'm the person that hosts the show, not you. I get to make some decisions here.
Trent, this is going nowhere fast.
It's tribute to Amy and her sister.
What do we do today?
Drank beer.
We drank beer.
Lots of beer.
Well, you guys drank beer. I was more productive.
You had a beer sitting in front of you while you were recording Motivated Women.
I didn't open it.
She didn't open it, but still.
She still hasn't opened it, actually.
Not yet. No.
What Barely came up here for was to help me do chores around the house. Now,
well, chores that take more than one person and a person that's limited in capacity right now.
So we're saying a special, and I'm using air quotes here. See, I'm not doing the, I'm explaining, the special person needs help.
In other words, it was Help the Gimp Weekend.
And how far did you get on that list?
Well,
I did everything I had been notified ahead of time.
Yes.
Yes, you did.
Yes. We did not.
With even a little supervision in there, too.
Yes.
And delegation.
Delegation, yeah. Supervision, and
deflection.
Deflection, yes.
Mm-hmm.
We put film on the patio doors, so now we have kind of a mirrored effect and shade.
It'll help more during the day. It's not going to help at night yet.
No.
I got to come up with a way to do that, and I have a feeling with it being a patio door and wanting to have it open at certain times, we're going to end up with two separate shades, so we can have one up and one down if we want to open the door. But then they're going to have to be far enough away from the molding so that you can open the said door.
Well, they have something like that at IKEA.
They do?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I need to run to IKEA anyway, because what was on my errand list today was like a box shelf for CDs.
They don't make those. Whoa, hey, I'm loud.
Yeah, what'd you do? Yes, they do, because IKEA has them. But Target and Home Depot didn't have anything like that. They had the big cube things that stick out really far. But I don't need something that sticks out just a little bit bigger than a CD. Because I want them in... I'm pointing to the corner of my kitchen right now where the kids' computer is. I want them to have storage for their CDs?
Right over there.
Above.
Above.
Above and behind, to the side.
Behind Dale, in front of Julie, and next to me.
Right.
So now everyone has a visual picture, and Matt will never be able to. he's waiting for me to slip up.
Should I take a picture?
Could be the show art. Although I think you have a picture already.
Yeah,
of you at work, sanding. That was your other job. You sanded off all the flipping mold.
Yes.
The background to this
story
is that...
is the outside of the door.
Was that our downstairs, we were in a tri-level. The downstairs used to be one huge room. It was 18 by 24. It was a big family game room type thing. And when I was pregnant with number three, Olivia, we needed another bedroom. And we couldn't sell the house to buy the house we wanted. So we ended up dividing it into our bedroom and a TV room.
Yeah, we kind of got a lot of suggestions that way when people would come in and see the house and they say, oh, it's a gorgeous house. We love the house. This is a great big family room. You know, this would be a great place for a bedroom. You know? Or another one.
But I'm not going to offer because you don't already have it as a bedroom.
Yeah.
Or I like the one from the one lady who came through. And I'm sorry about this side tangent, guys, was that we have like a small basement under the main floor. And there's the space underneath the stairs. And she said, well, that would make a really good sewing room. I'm like, yeah, it could. But she wanted it done. Well, you should do that before you sell it. I'm like, you know, you go through a house, people, and you imagine the possibilities for you. You don't go through a house with the intent that the person selling it needs to change it for you to be able to buy it. Didn't do anything.
No, it didn't.
He tried to push a button.
Yeah, I tried to push the cue again and it didn't.
But so that's a side tangent. But anyway, back to the room. So we divided the room up. We made our bedroom on one part and the TV room on the other. But because of code, we had to keep our bedroom on the patio door side because we couldn't do egress windows on the other half of the room to make it code to get out.
Okay.
You wanted to say something in there?
Well, I was just going to say that we did that. And I was just going to say that I helped.
You did?
Yeah.
Wait.
I wasn't totally lame in 2000. Well, now I am, but...
That was when you weren't a gimp. And you did because...
Well, not as much as he is now.
The handyman that we hired was a husband of somebody I used to work with. And he basically showed and taught you how to do a lot of this stuff so that you know how to do it again. But anyway, so we made the room up, and a little while later, we changed out the patio door with something new.
No. Now, this is where I can be a little bit of a stickler. We put that patio door in about 1998.
Was it?
We put the patio door in before number three, before Olivia was born.
Okay, anyway, patio door got changed out at some point.
Right.
Okay. So our yard, which faces towards our backyard, I should say, when you're looking out that patio door, you have a clear view in the winter when the trees have no leaves and stuff on them from the park into our backyard or into our bedroom from...
Into the boudoir? Yes.
If you must use that term. Plus, there's like three or four other houses that you can look straight into our room. So I put up some denim tab curtains, not thinking anything of it. I don't open those curtains in the fall and winter once the leaves fall off the trees. But this last week, I thought I smelled something funny. Initially, I thought it was the dogs. No, it's not the dogs.
That's a safe bet.
Yeah. Start going through the rest of the bottom level there. For whatever reason, I opened up the curtains and promptly called Dale and was like, you need to fix this. Yeah, well... You know, when you open up the curtains and the bottom edge of the patio doors is at least 6 inches.
Yeah.
And then 6 inches across, and then we're going up about another 6 to 12 on the sides, was completely filled with black and white mold. Gross.
Ew.
And I'm like, and then the smell really hit me. So I had to leave the house that afternoon When Dale came home from work, he had to clean it up with bleach and all that. And then today's project was, after it was dried, sanding it out and then the window film.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So then in the near future, like next week, I'll restain the door, reseal the door. And
right. Somebody, when I was looking for some stuff today at Home Depot, somebody said there's actually a product out there for wood that you can treat the wood first to help prevent mold growth.
Yeah, Dale, listen to that.
Yeah, I think, I thought, well, we may have that around. I'll have to look.
That's something to think about. So then the problem is, if, like the film that you guys put up, I mean, I did try to put one up by myself, didn't work.
Yeah, it is definitely a two-person project.
Yeah, and I did leave you two alone. I was nowhere around for that, was I?
No, you were nowhere around.
I did really good.
And Dale and I are kind of sitting there. Then I made a little bit of a mess. Sorry, I made a mess in the boudoir. But Dale's just such a handsome man.
Not real funny.
Anyway.
We were laughing pretty
soon. We were laughing.
But I did. I left you guys alone. I wasn't looking over your shoulders. I didn't hurt. I didn't do anything.
Yeah, but we also had the door locked and the bed kind of pried up right against the door. So even if you did try to come in.
You know the bedroom door doesn't lock.
No.
Well, I tried.
You tried. Yeah. But you guys did a good job.
Thank you.
Looks good.
Yes.
Yeah. And the awkward pause begins.
Yes. Well, this is where we would have a break song.
You'll insert later.
Which I will insert later.
Mm-hmm. And he'll edit that last comment out.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I edit a lot. More than you know.
The thing is I don't edit my show. At all.
Huh?
I mean, the whole thing is I hit record. The only editing I do is I cut off the silence at the beginning and the end.
Yeah, but see, we have these little miniature interruptions.
I do. I have a one miniature interruption.
Yeah, well, we have three.
Yeah, but see, that's your fault.
No, I think that would be Dale's fault.
Oh, another awkward pause.
You had no comeback?
Apparently I forgot the condoms.
Wow, that's an image that is, no offense, but awfully scary. I mean, if you've ever seen a picture of Dale and Julie from their wedding day, Dale has that nice real porn star mustache going on.
Yeah, doesn't he? Yeah.
Julie looks beautiful. Dale looks like a 70s porn star.
That picture is...
Boom, chaka, boom, chaka.
Brown chicken,
brown cow. You might even have to post that picture somewhere. That picture, gosh. Oh.
That was our wedding... All right. We had the most... We never told the wedding day saga story?
Not this show.
Not this show?
No.
Ooh, coming up next time on BadgerCast.
There's so much that goes along with that. But the picture that Barry's referring to here, and I will have you post it somewhere, be it show art or on the site.
Okay, I'll have to scan it in.
Is a picture when I had lost, the first time I had lost a tremendous amount of weight. It's before I got married, I was like 190, 200. And in 2.5 years, I got down to around 120, 125. So that's that picture. Plus, my hair was long and down to the middle of my back.
Well, like I said, a beautiful picture of Julie.
Mm-hmm.
Dale looks like a porn star from the 70s.
And unfortunately, that's the only picture of us two together from that day because of the of a photographer.
So if you need a photography, definitely talk to Redcorn Studios.
Yeah,
you'll make sure there's more than one picture of the bride and groom.
Mm-hmm. That goes all into the whole saga of that day.
It was a good day.
It was a very good day, but lots of things happened
that day
to get us there.
Yes.
And to get us through there. Uh-oh.
Oh, you guys, someone calls.
Yeah, someone's calling.
Hold on, we'll pause. Back.
Oh, you just missed a great little interlude here. Julie got a call about having an email sent to her.
Yeah.
Check your email.
It's my obsessive compulsive needs to get a life, brother.
He doesn't listen to the show, does he?
I don't think he understands what a podcast is.
Okay, no. Good. So you could talk about him a lot. Well,
I talk about him a lot anyway, even if he did, if I knew he was going to hear it. Mm-hmm. I'm a mean sister.
Okay.
I'm getting back for all the stuff they did to me growing up. Yeah.
Yeah, and you're doing it in a very public form.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
This is also the brother, though, that I did compliment the other day. Because
on the show?
On Twitter.
Because oh. I went to his office. I was in the area. I said, you mind if we hit on lunch or something? I don't remember where I stopped at and brought something over. And he's like, wow, jaw dropped. He's like, you look great. I almost didn't recognize you. I mean, he has seen me several times over the last year, but I don't think it really stuck in his mind how much I've lost in weight. And
well, it could also be what you're wearing, because...
Well, yeah, like the shirt. Men's extra, extra, extra large t-shirt today doesn't quite...
Yeah, that doesn't... I was going to say earlier... Miss Motivated Woman here talking about how to really motivate yourself and get better. And
she's not very – she's not
it's
motivated
the
in the clothing department today.
It's the weekend.
But you have company. Wow, I know how I rate now.
Not like I'm
going
out.
Just a little bit better than me.
Anyway, so I mean I have never really had a heartfelt compliment in the – let's see, he's been around 43 years – from him till now.
Well, that's impressive. And
uh-huh.
I mean, with weight loss and everything, that's something I know
right.
very intimately
and
about.
And then he called a couple days ago, and he's like, I think he's asking both for himself, but he said it as asking for one of his employees who's trying to lose weight. He's like, well, how did you do it? And we went on to a whole little thing, and it was like, I know he was asking for himself along with that person, but he actually listened and was really receptive to some of the things I said. So it's kind of a neat feeling because he's never really been like that. He is also the person that truly needs to lose the weight more so than me or our other siblings because he was diagnosed with diabetes a couple years ago.
Yeah, and if you do weight loss, diabetes can go away.
To a point, he's not truly an adult onset diabetic where that will help. Because he has some other components of his diabetes that are more like type 1. So he's still going to need meds, oral meds, and or insulin no matter what he does. But
yeah.
if he loses the weight and gets himself in shape, he won't need to be as dependent or have as high of a dose. But that hasn't really kicked in. He hasn't hit his big motivational thing yet.
And when you do, you do. And
right.
Wow, this just turned into Motivated Women with Dale sitting here just kind of ping-ponging back and forth going, okay.
What did
okay,
you guys start okay, with me, huh?
Okay. I don't know.
Okay, anyway, sorry for that tangent again.
Well, it's
yeah, like we have
tangent.
A lot of show notes.
Yeah,
it's okay. Not like you're sitting at the Red Boy podcast when they do. I mean, Matt is really organized. And then
yes.
When I do show notes, I'm very organized. I had my nice organized thing for Motivated Women today. But, I mean, getting back to our normal thing, it's like, what have we done this week? So let's start with Barry. What have you done this week?
Went to class. Came back from class.
Went to class. Studied at all?
Slept in class?
Yeah, I slept in class too, and I'm actually getting... it's just kind of proving how much of a geek I am. I have spreadsheets set out for all my classes for all the grades. So coming up towards the end, it's like, okay... I know where I stand on everything. There's two classes I cannot get below a B. I could not go to class. I could skip the final and I get a B.
Nice feeling.
Yeah, and one of them I have to have 12 questions right on the final to get an A.
Wow.
I mean, it's like, okay, that's just guessing. C, C, C. 12 of them have to be C.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's a 50 question test. So it's like, okay, yeah, I'm done with that one. Yeah, it's a good class. It's just I don't have the motivation right now to really buckle down and study for the final.
Yeah, that's wow. Spring's gone by fast.
It really
finals
has. I mean,
up.
I'm coming up on finals. Well, mine start a lot sooner than a lot of other people, but mm-hmm. Yeah, they're coming up here pretty quick. And then it's like, okay, then I'm have 2 weeks off.
No other fun and then, stuff going
are
on.
Are you doing like a trimester thing? So you always keep, are you continually going to school?
Well, they do semesters and then I'm taking a couple classes over the summer. Then I take 3 classes in the fall and then I'm done.
Not bad.
Yeah. 1 year to do a full career change. And it's a good time to do it with the economy in the tank right now.
Yeah, I know how that goes. Mm-hmm.
So I was like, hey, economy sucks. I'll go back to school. I'll let the government pay for all my stuff for a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see, when did we do our last podcast? A week ago?
A week ago.
Yeah.
Really, not much going on here. I'm starting Olivia's project with a spring dress for her. Hopefully I'll be able to start Wednesday or Thursday. And work, that's it. And hopefully there's more hours this week.
Yeah, you kind of had a mini vacation because there wasn't any.
Well, I think there was a little breakdown in communication, I think, between the two places that hire out for extra help. They didn't get their act together, and by the time they needed to get their act together, it wasn't enough notice for somebody to schedule a 12-hour shift. I mean, it's one thing to pick up an 8-hour shift or a 4-hour shift on the spur of the moment. You just don't pick up a 12-hour shift on the spur of the moment. You need to plan a little.
Yeah, you need to be ready for 12 hours. I mean, even if you didn't have any extra things going on, it's like 12 hours. Yeah, you need to. I need to sleep. I need to.
All right. Like the last time they called for a 12-hour shift off on the spur of the moment, it was like 10:30, 11 o'clock, maybe a little later. Maybe more towards noon, to do a 12-hour night shift. I'm like, I've been up since 6:30 with the kids. I can't stay up that long and still drive home and be productive at work and functional at work and make it home safely. I mean, that's just, can't do that.
Yeah, should have asked them to put you up at like a really nice hotel.
Maybe. Well, Miss, I'm not tired. You need to leave the adults alone.
Yeah, she looked tired.
Yeah, I know. She gets this way.
Yeah.
So, I mean, from my week, you know, same old, nothing major. And you?
Well, same with me, just working, getting a lot of, still learning a lot, but getting deeper into...
BS?
Yeah. Bigger shit, yeah. but, you know... Deeper into some special areas that I'm going to probably end up focusing on. So.
Oh, I know what you did this week, and I missed it.
What did I do this week?
Call of Duty?
No. What was Friday? What was Friday?
Oh, yeah. This was fun. It was they call it the Flashback Friday.
This was at school for the kids.
This kid's school.
Oh, and please tell me you didn't have to wear the big collars and the...
Well,
shirts.
I didn't. I mean, the kids dressed up in... You could either dress up in 50s, 60s, 70s, or 80s attire. Okay.
Okay, let's go with the 80s.
Yeah.
Who didn't go with the 80s?
I don't know. There were some kids that were dressed up like Elvis and some that were dressed up like in poodle skirts and that kind of thing. But most of the kids were just dressed normally with some... accent.
They were, at least our kids were more excited to play the flashback games.
Yeah. Basically, it was kind of like a little, they set up a little carnival in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And they could play, you know, like ring toss and little putt-putt golf and other things. And then they had a DJ playing music. And the biggest highlight was arresting your friends and neighbors.
Arresting your friends and neighbors?
Yes, arresting your friends and neighbors.
And was there like some jail there?
Yeah, they had kind of like the jail where you would pay whatever, 50 cents or whatever it was. I don't remember. And then you'd have a policeman go, and they actually had...
Russ was there?
He was there plus about 3 other officers. And they...
Ooh, was Officer Hottie there?
I don't know who Officer Hottie is. Yeah. We live in like little town America, and I still don't know who all the
police
are.
Hold on a second. Hey, Miss Olivia, who is the officer that was in the dunk tank this past summer? In the tank. It started with the B, didn't it?
I see Julie speeding through town now, just trying to get pulled over by
him. You know what? We missed the whole Officer Hottie. Stop.
Oh, hey, by the way, just so you know, Blackhawks update, end of first period, Blackhawks are up 3-0.
Wow.
Playoff hockey.
I'm sorry, we missed the officer hottie exchange.
You may have missed it. I believe I have it here.
Yeah, it's there. And I mean, I even made comments on it, too. I was just...
Yeah.
All right, so...
Mr. Producer's not really listening to the show, isn't he? I think it's time to pull out the iPhone apps and that make lots of noises.
Oh, I have one of those, too.
I do, too. I have a couple of them.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and this is where motivated... This is where I leave. All right.
Okay. Yeah, that was Darth Vader, by the way.
Oh, cool.
Oh, we could do this one, too.
Oh, mine's not working.
What, do you have your volume on?
No, it's not. It won't take
a All right, this is, we're going to take a break.
Are you inserting a song over us?
We'll insert a song. Or voicemails.
We have voicemails?
Yes.
That's Singing Pumpkins. You just touch a pumpkin and it goes.
Help. Help. This might be our 18th and last show.
Oh, no.
I'm good at
We're
killing
having
shows.
Fun.
All right. Well, we can either have a song. I don't know if we put a song in before, but we can have
We did put a song in before. You edited it, did it in.
I will edit
I cannot say that in past tense.
Okay.
Edited.
Because I keep wanting to go on.
Or should we go to voicemails?
Voice
How many
mails.
More did I leave?
None.
Oh, we weren't bombed.
No, we weren't
Good.
Barely bombed.
I might actually.
Oh, we were bombed by somebody else.
I might have to bomb this show.
You might. I would. Expect
oh, I was going to say this.
I would expect it.
Okay, we have a call from a first-time caller, but a long-time listener, and I have to apologize in advance because
you screwed up.
I screwed up a long time ago.
Last show.
Well, yeah, and also there was the condom thing.
Yeah.
Did that too, huh?
I forgot to put this voicemail out there. But it's from our friend.
Shelly.
Hey, guys, it's Shelly.
Hey, Shelly.
I'm full of useless information. I care about stuff nobody else cares about.
Oh, no, that's barely.
I'm just warning you that before I say anything further. So you have this list of famous people who are from Wisconsin, and I know it's a list, so I'm not blaming you for a couple of glaring omissions that I, as somebody who cares about things nobody else cares about, became aware of. There are two extremely famous actors who are from Wisconsin that were on that list. Spencer Tracy, film actor who has probably the greatest reputation of all film actors in history. He had like 9 Academy Award nominations, a couple of Academy Awards, and a most classic film. Historians and such think he was the greatest film actor ever. He's from Milwaukee. And Alfred Lunt, one of the great theater actors of the 20th century, as Lunt has in Lunt Fontaine.
I actually knew
also
that.
Also from Milwaukee. And the Lunt Fontaine house in Wisconsin is
in Wales, Genesee.
Tourist attraction. And I can't remember the name of it. And if I didn't have to use my left hand to hold the phone up, I would be moving it for you right now. Anyway, the useless information quota has been fulfilled. Have a good show. Talk to you later.
Yeah, and Julie, you do not interrupt the juggernaut.
Uh-huh.
You do not. You interrupted
shush.
The juggernaut.
I come.
I am going to tell on you as soon. Hey, I'm going on to Skype right now.
Well, I think she just gave us our next cheesehead spotlight.
No, we've
spotlight.
Already done.
You
the,
did,
we did 10
remember
chimneys.
Doing, we
in
did 10.
Episode 4.
My memory's not computing that.
Yeah,
but that place is 10 miles from our house.
Yep.
Yes.
So I probably passed it today because my GPS, I forgot to put the volume on.
And Yoda
and I just drove right by the turn I was supposed to do, and I'm driving along going,
what road were you on?
I came up Route 12.
You did not go past it.
No.
No, I went up.
No, you didn't go past it because that house is off of 83.
Okay.
Yeah, it's north of here, so.
Well,
yeah.
I still went north to come
you
back.
You headed towards Whitewater-ish area.
Yeah,
probably.
I did.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
Well, thank you, Shelley, for being so patient with
And I
with
didn't
me.
Think I talked over you. I didn't mean to.
The next one is from another new caller, but our friend, Matt.
Hey, Badger peeps. First off, Dale, or Julie, I'm not sure who does the blog post. You're inverting your flip-flop and whatever you want to call it. Your area code and your prefix. Again, the 202 and the 206 in the flip-flop position, and that does not work so well.
I know.
Anyway,
I've done it twice.
Besides that, and once I figured that out, I got the voicemail. Somewhere I missed the whole bubbler conversation that was brought up again last show. Yeah, we call it drinking fountains down here.
So do I.
Or water fountain. Drinking fountain, water fountain. Not the bubbler. A bubbler would be like, I don't know, a fountain. Like a fountain you look at and have a drink out of. And the only other thing I have to say is I think your shows are too short.
Not this one.
Five more minutes. Cut one song and talk more. A little more interaction, maybe. I don't know. Just my thought. Anyway, hope to see you soon, and you guys take care. I'll let you later. Red Boy in the cornfield. Out.
Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, when I think of bubbler, and I was thinking this when I was listening to the show, a bubbler is like someone who just lets one rip in the tub.
Funny you should say that, because I had a tweet from somebody, Big C, as a matter of fact, who said that's what his son calls it when he's in the bathtub. I had a laugh at that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a bubbler. A bubbler is not where you get water out of. A bubbler is you kind of want to go away because that's like a contained gas ball that's just all of a sudden going to bam.
Or in the pool works too, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, in the pool, you really can't tell because there's so many other kids and half of them are peeing anyway.
Ugh. Don't want to think about that. But it is a drinking fountain.
It is a drinking fountain. There's two people on microphone versus one. You lose.
Bubbler.
Drinking fountain.
Drinking bubbler. Fountain.
Drinking fountain.
Voicemail number three.
Drinking fountain.
Hey, guys. It's Shelly.
Ah, damn.
I'm full of useless information. I care about stuff nobody...
And we have the best producer in podcasting sitting right...
Don't worry, I'll edit it out.
Julie won't.
I won't. I can just post an extra sideshow of outtakes.
I just wonder
if you're going to put this show out and make sure his doesn't hit the feed. Instead of dueling banjos, it's like dueling laptops and iPhones.
All right.
Well, we're using our phones. He's not. Yes, you should go on to the next one.
This is from Manager John.
Drinking fountain.
Hey, Dale and Julie, it's Manager John. Just like the weigh-in pretty much after the fact about the bubbler versus water fountain thing.
Drinking fountain.
Never heard of bubbler. I would imagine that the first thing that came to my mind when I heard bubbler was the sound a baby makes after a lot of formula, and it's starting to come out the other end. That's what I would consider bubbler. Definitely not a water fountain. When it comes to Call of Duty, even Rod with his advanced states... Even our machines, like I use it on PC, he uses it on PS3. Our systems aren't even compatible, so don't worry. It's a fun game, but you're right. Crystal and Julie would probably like to have you around the house and concentrating on them more than the game anyway, so maybe it's just as well. So anyway, good show. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks, Manager
thank
John.
Thank you. And thank you for the high quality. He sent us an MP3.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's you can always send MP3s if you want, you know, to the show at thebadgercast@gmail.com. And I was distracted by your art on your iPhone.
He's talking about Barely.
Yeah.
Barely's iPhone. Yeah.
That's a picture of my daughter.
Oh, okay. I just didn't see. Mm-hmm. It was kind of
tilted
and twisted.
Is that the last of the voicemail?
Yes, that is.
Okay.
So we're not overly long.
No.
You guys have more to talk about.
Not really. We've gone on for 45 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there'll be some outtakes to put in at the end.
Oh, I have 47, almost 48 minutes of them.
So,
Or we could just have that as the Barely Podcasting episode of Dale going, Mother,
what they're missing that clenched jaw.
He's gonna need dentures here in like five weeks at this rate.
I'm gonna need another beer. Or maybe the medicinal Jack in the cupboard.
You have to be somewhat together tomorrow.
Yes. So until next time.
Which will probably be a week since we're doing one in between, special one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is Dale.
And Julie.
And Barely.
From the Barely Podcasting Podcast, which you can find where?
BarelyPodcasting.com, or you can email me at Barely@BarelyPodcasting.com. And you can call my voicemail line, which is 206-984-3675.
Yeah,
which spells dork.
Mm-hmm. And for if you'd like to call us, you can call us at
202-206-2008.
You did it too!
Oh shit, I did.
You inverted the numbers.
Okay, the number again is 206-202-2008. There's too many twos and zeros and
eights and sixes. Eight, yeah. All right. Until next time, this is Julie and Dale.
And Barely, because, well, like, this is going on my feed.
All right, saying
good night.
Come out and take my hand. Come out, I'll help you.
pick up. You want to say that again?
Oh, my God.
As I'm going through, I do the whole intro every episode.
All right, so now I'm talking.
Now you're talking?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Barely.
Yeah, I think I can. And just talk normally loud anyway, because...
Yeah, because I'm normally loud.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, actually, Julie, you're soft as well.
Not over here, I'm not.
Well, I'm even watching the levels, and I'm...
Yeah, well, you're...
I'm loud.
Away. You're blowing us away.
That's right, because it's barely...
The geek.
This is in honor of Matt.
Yeah, who can't hear us because we're not streaming. Well, I'm not streaming this.
And why is it in honor of Matt?
Because he has one, too.
Yes.
Oh.
All
right. Oh, I barely remember... show about that.
Now, would it be helpful if we pushed the microphone up a little bit?
You need to get the microphone right in front of your face.
So,
I mean,
yes.
I'm purposely sitting down because
you're
I don't
louder.
Have a,
right.
Well, I'm louder, but also I don't have a pop filter.
Because
if I was doing this, I mean, I'm louder, and then if I don't have a pop filter, I'm going to pop all my peas, and that's just going to be really annoying when I keep going.
Matt's really going to get mad at you.
Yeah, that's why I'm down. It's either I'm down or I have to be up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is this better? Better?
Better.
A lot better.
A lot better? That's
lot
probably because I got it right in front of my flipping face.
Flipping face. Uh-huh.
All right.
Teach me a few things and I'm deadly.
Yes, you are. I should have known because I taught you how to argue.
You did at that.
All right. Now, let's go.
What number are we?
We are legal in most states.
BadgerCast number 21?
No, not that legal.
Oh, BadgerCast number 18?
Yeah.
My update.
Oh. So that's what I...
Started at the beginning.
Can I?
Are you ready? Everybody ready?
We've been ready.
We're just sitting here waiting for the producer.
20 minutes.
Hello. Thank you for.
Yeah, because we talked over the beeps.
Yeah.
That was actually a friend of mine's home phone number.
Oh, so I can figure that out?
Well, he doesn't have that number anymore.
Oh, okay. Say it again.